Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets. This week, we talk about the Reliance Jio financial demerger and what it means for India's BFSI sector and the company's investors. We also talk about Sheela Foam's acquisitions and Route Mobile getting acquired, Uday Kotak's letter to his bank's shareholders and about the Tata Group setting up a new EV battery facility in the UK. The latest blockbuster. This was a week of blockbusters, in a manner of speaking at least. While Friday saw the release of two much-awaited Hollywood movies, Oppenheimer and Barbie, both of which have earned rave reviews, the stock market saw the birth of what many are hoping will be a blockbuster stock in the months and years to come. Just a day before the two movies released, Mukesh Ambani-controlled Reliance Industries Limited formally demerged its financial arm Reliance Strategic Investments Limited, which is set to be renamed Jio Financial Services Limited. Jio Financial was assigned a price of ₹261.85 per share. At this price, the financial services arm will list with a market capitalization of ₹1.6 trillion, or about $20 billion, making it one of the biggest such listings in India's financial services sector. Reliance will announce in due course when the stock will begin trading on the exchanges. If you were a RIL shareholder on the record date of July 20, you will receive one Jio Financial share for every share held. What will this demerger change materially for the company and the country's non-banking financial services market as a whole? Jio Financial itself is like a holding company with investments in six companies: Reliance Industrial Investments and Holdings, Reliance Payment Solutions, Jio Payments Bank, Reliance Retail Finance, Jio Information Aggregator Services, and Reliance Retail Insurance Broking. The syndicate's Reliance aims to enter lending and eventually branch out to insurance, payments, digital broking and asset management. Analysts say the demerger could pose a tough challenge to the existing non-banking finance companies, NBFCs. It is expected to become India's fifth largest financier in terms of capital and compete directly with the likes of Paytm and Bajaj Finance. The separation of financial services from the core business could also help Reliance attract strategic or JV partners, like what it did with Jio Platforms Limited and Reliance Retail Limited 2 years ago when it sold small stakes in the two units to tech giants such as Google and Facebook, as well as a host of private equity investors. So, on paper at least, Jio Financial's future looks bright. But will these dreams turn into reality? Going by Reliance's past record, there should be little doubt that the new company will reward long-term shareholders handsomely over the coming years. But one can never be too sure of anything. So, as always, we urge you to remain cautiously optimistic. Kotak takes a back seat. Meanwhile, one of the most well-known names in the banking industry, Uday Kotak, is set to step down from the position of the CEO at Kotak Mahindra Bank. The billionaire banker, who will continue as a non-executive director after he steps down from the whole-time role, wrote a rather emotional letter to the bank's shareholders this week. "Going forward, I see my role as a non-executive board governance member and a strategic shareholder with a long-term perspective of nurturing a world-class institution," Kotak wrote. Kotak said it was unusual in today's world of banking to have an individual with around 26% skin in the game with disproportionate family assets in one stock, emotionally attached to living his dream of making India proud. Kotak said that he spent most of his life at the bank and recalled how he started from scratch with very little capital in 1985, three people and a 300-square-foot office. He also said that a person who invested ₹10,000 with the group in 1985 would be worth 300 crore today. "We were at the right place at the right time. We are a quintessential product of the India growth story and the financial sector evolution," he said. "People may come and go, but here's hoping the bank keeps scaling new highs. Sleep on it." The week also saw important deals which could create market leaders in their respective domains. On Monday, sleepwell mattress maker Sheela Foam announced two deals. It bought a controlling stake in Kurlon Enterprises Limited, which markets the flagship brand Kurlon, and a stake in Furlenco, the online furniture rental brand. Sheela Foam is acquiring a 94.66% stake in Kurlon for 2035 crore and 35% of Furlenco for 300 crore. But why is this important? The Kurlon deal gives Sheela Foam an undisputed leadership across major product categories with its flagship brand Sleepwell Strength and Foam, and acquired brand Kurlon Strength and Rubberized Coir. Sheela Foam will now command a combined market share of around 21% in the modern mattress market in India. The Furlenco deal will help Sheela Foam gain a foothold in the online furniture rental market. In another deal, Belgium's Proximus, which provides cloud-based telecom platforms for enterprises, said on Monday it would buy almost 58% of Route Mobile for about 5,922 crore, $721 million. Proximus has also made an offer to buy an additional stake of up to 26% in Route Mobile. Separately, Route Mobile promoters will buy a stake of up to 14.5% in a unit of Proximus for about $337 million. The partnership paves the way for Route Mobile to achieve a $1 billion annual revenue run rate much sooner than the anticipated 3-4 year time frame, said Route Mobile CEO Rajdeep Gupta, who will lead the group's communication platforms as a service activities while continuing in his current role. Infosys shocker. The Indian stock markets may be climbing new highs every week, but the IT sector continues to struggle. On Thursday, India's second-largest IT services company Infosys reported first-quarter profit that missed analyst estimates. More importantly, it cut its revenue forecast for 2023-24, raising concerns of slowing demand. Infosys said consolidated net profit rose 10.9% from a year earlier to 5,945 crore for the April to June quarter. It halved its revenue forecast to 1% to 3.5% on a constant currency basis from 4% to 7% previously. CEO Salil Parekh blamed clients delaying decisions on signing new deals and starting contracts that have already been signed. "We have seen some of the deal signings and start dates being delayed. With that, we see a lot of revenue from those large and mega deals towards the later part of the financial year," he said. This was not all. Infosys reported a drop of 6,940 in its headcount to 336,294. That's higher than the decline of 3,611 in the January to March quarter. The results and the guidance cut caught analysts and investors off guard. Jefferies said the drastic revenue guidance cut was a shocker. It also said that the headcount drop suggested limited growth visibility in the near term. On Friday, shares of Infosys lost almost 10% in morning trade before recovering a tad. To be sure, Infosys isn't the only IT company warning about slowing demand. Last week, industry leader Tata Consultancy Services as well as number 3 HCL Tech and number 4 Wipro also issued similar warnings. "We certainly hope this is just a passing cloud and that the sky will again be awash with bright sunlight. But until then, we will keep our fingers crossed, and so should you." Tata's big EV bet. While TCS may be facing headwinds, the Tata Group is, well, motoring away to new glory. The conglomerate said this week it will build an electric vehicle battery plant in Britain to supply its Jaguar Land Rover factories. Under the plan, the company will build its first gigafactory outside of India in Britain with an investment of £4 billion, $5.2 billion, creating up to 4,000 jobs and producing an initial output of 40 gigawatt hours. The new plant is expected to be built in Somerset, southwest England, while Jaguar Land Rover's UK factories are based near Birmingham, central England. Production at the factory, which is set to supply JLR's future battery electric models, including the Range Rover, Defender, Discovery and Jaguar brands, is due to start in 2026, the UK government said. Will the Tatas also set up an EV battery plant in India? We certainly hope they do, and when it happens, we will look forward to writing about it. Market wrap. The stock markets continued their upward trajectory this week, with the Nifty and the Sensex scaling new highs of 19,991 and 67,619, respectively. The Sensex closed the week up 0.94% while the Nifty gained 0.92%, even though the indices recorded a sharp correction on Friday. The Nifty stocks that helped the index rally included the lender State Bank of India, Yes Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank, as well as others like ITC, Larsen and Tubro and Asian Paints. The counters that ended the week in the red included Titan, Infosys, Ultratech Cement, Auto Majors Mahindra and Mahindra, Bajaj Auto and Hero MotoCorp and JSW Steel. Some other counters that also left their investor poorer were Britannia Industries, Hindustan Unilever and Coal India. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!